Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. I was so glad to see all of our members and friends again as the Lord gave us another beautiful day to come out and worship and fellowship with one another. Several students were acknowledged for graduating from high school, middle school, or for achieving other awards at school. We wish them all well as they enter the next phase of their lives. Deacon Wilbert Evans and Brother Barry Funderburk were also recognized for their 24 years as Director of Music and 16 years as Usher President. It was our way of saying thank you for their many years of faithful and dedicated service. Our men have scheduled their first Men's Day practice for 9 o'clock a.m. this coming Saturday, so pass the word around to any men who were not there yesterday. Vacation Bible School begins today, Monday, June 11th, and continues through Friday, June 15th. We always have a good time at Vacation Bible School, so make plans to attend. We will begin at 6:15 each night. Don't forget to come out to Sunday School, Missions, and BTU beginning at 9 a.m. The young adults will meet again this Saturday at 5 o'clock in the conference room. We have missed our last two meetings, so everyone try to be there so we can get caught up. Verlinda and I will be celebrating 29 years of marital bliss this Sunday. So if you miss us this Sunday, you will know why. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message. Don't kill yourself. The death of anyone by suicide leaves those left behind wondering why. What was so wrong or bad in their life that overshadowed all reasons to live or others to help them get through what was troubling them? 123 persons per day are making the choice to end their lives instead of facing another day. Suicide is like death in that it touches people from all walks of life. Money, fame, fun, and fortune, along with all of the other things people pursue in life, will not insulate them from suicide and depression. The source of the problem is that people are trying to live without God. God said He has no pleasure in the death of anyone. So He asked the question, why would we choose suicide over life with Him? Just as we ask the question when we see people choosing suicide to life, God is asking us the same question. When we refuse to obey and submit to God, we are saying that I can't or refuse to live the way God wants me to live, and I would rather die than face life as a child of God. While 123 persons per day in the U.S. are committing physical suicide, far more are committing spiritual suicide each day. Joe Clark told the young student that crack was killing him, and if he was determined to kill himself, he shouldn't mess around but jump off the building instead and get it over with. Whatever we are doing that is keeping us from submitting to God is like crack and is killing us. The wages or result of disobedience or sin is and always will be death. God says, turn from our crack or transgressions, and not let it be our ruin. Why would we kill ourselves when we can repent and live? Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you this week at Vacation Bible School or Sunday morning, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.